My name is John Hemingway. I'm the president of the Board of Commissioners for the Macomb Park District. It's my privilege to welcome you here and to recognize some people, because although I get to be up here today, there are a large number of people out there who had a great deal more to do with this park becoming what it is now than we have, that I've had, and in some cases members of the current board. We've got a number of people from our past boards here. I'm not going to call names because inevitably I forget at some point and look even sillier than I am. But I'd like to ask the past members of the Macomb Park District Board of Commissioners to rise and give these folks a round of applause. They did the work. Thank you. Contributions from the past are something we don't want to forget. We've got a fair number of groups here, as my list keeps getting blown around. We'll see if I can find it. Like to thank members of the American Legion with Gary Beck, commander, and Justin Powers, commander of the VFW. Thank those folks as well, members of the Color Guard, for being here. Mayor Inman was out there at some point. Welcome. Representative McClure Engineering over here, whose name I'm sorry I do forget, but they were the folks that did a lot of the work here. Good job. The entryway that you see out there was prepared by an outfit named Fusion Tech. I invite you to take a look at that work. It's really wonderful. We were hoping that somebody from there could be down, but we did want to acknowledge those folks. We have members of the Ladies Auxiliary from the VFW here. We have scouts. Scouts from Troop 315, Adventure Crew 1, I believe is the designation. They're going to be helping us out. And then we've got Dave Wetmore over there with the shiny thing, and he's going to be playing the national anthem for us at the conclusion. We appreciate your coming out and helping us. And then there's a fellow standing back there to the rear named Ray Peterson, who's our director, who's had a great deal to do with this park. Seems we were talking earlier about this, some of us on the board, that it seems like we named the park sort of last week, but when we dug the resolution out, we discovered we'd named it all the way back in November of 2010. And at that time, we really weren't that far with the park, but we knew we wanted it to be something special and to say something special to the community. And the board thought long and hard for about 35 seconds and said, the veterans. We need something in town named to honor our veterans. That's what this park is all about. A couple of words out of the resolution. Gratitude and pride for all the past, present members of the armed forces for their service in the defense of our nation's freedom and security. A facility worthy of community pride should be a fitting tribute to our veterans who have served honorably in the past, will serve honorably in the future, and are serving now. Once again, that's what this is about. When you look at the young kids playing out here on any afternoon, that's what people served for, to provide that opportunity. And I think it's something we probably forget to think about a little bit. Maybe we should remember a little bit more often. I'd like to ask the commanders to come up here for a second. Along the way, we had invited State Representative Noreen Hammond and State Senator John Sullivan to join us. Not surprisingly, with the holiday coming up, their schedules were pretty well booked. We did receive a significant amount of money from the State of Illinois Department of Natural Resources to assist with this. Representative Hammond, Senator Sullivan were very helpful to us in securing that funding. So we wanted to thank them for that. And now you all know that we are officially in Macomb, because as we try to do something outdoors, we have the train. Although Noreen and John were not able to be here, they each sent us a letter on the occasion, and I'm going to read those. And I wanted the commanders up here to keep the focus on the fact that this isn't altogether about the Park District. It's once again about the veterans. Noreen writes, "I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the Park District on completion and dedication of Veterans Park. It's a great opportunity to honor all veterans, past, present, and future. Your commitment to youth sports and activities has been a tremendous benefit to Macomb and the surrounding areas." And it's important to emphasize that the veterans groups in the area have made major contributions to supporting youth groups in the community, for which we should all be grateful. She concludes, "I know the community is extremely proud and grateful of the accomplishments and would like to join them in wishing you all the best in the future." This directed veterans group. Senator Sullivan writes, "I am pleased to offer my warmest congratulations upon the official dedication of Veterans Park. As a state senator representing 13 Western Illinois counties, it has been my privilege to become acquainted with many of the veterans in my district. Over the years, too many have made the ultimate sacrifice and given their lives for their country. Today, we honor their sacrifice. Many other men and women, along with their families, dedicated their lives to our freedom. Today's dedication is a shining light to all veterans, their families, and friends. The Macomb community now has a place where young and old can meet and participate in sports, while at the same time honoring the sacrifices that have been made on our behalf. Appreciate this distinguished recognition of all the brave men and women who have served over the years, as well as those who may serve in the future." Could I ask all the veterans present to rise just for one moment, as a group? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. And I can look at you and smile and say, I'm one of you, as are a number of members of our commission. Mr. Stout, Towers, excuse me, don't know why I said Stout. Commissioner Bloom, I haven't seen yet here today. So we've come to that point where I'd like to ask these gentlemen, Ray, we have the flag presentation. We got a little bit more to do, but I want to make sure we get this done. However you gentlemen wish to proceed. I think Ray should get the flag.
Okay.
Both of you together. That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. There you Mr. go. Peterson, on behalf of McDonough County American Legion Post 6 and Macomb VFW Post 1921, we'd like to present this flag to you to be flown at the newly dedicated Veterans Park.
On behalf of Macomb Park District, thank you.
Army veteran stand. And Marine veterans. Air Force veterans. Navy veterans. And the Coast Guard. I think we've got a fair range of people. Do we have any World War II veterans with us? That group is indelibly fixed on my memory, having grown up when I did. How about Korean War? See what would come next?
Vietnam.
Vietnam. How about the current?
Well, go ahead, and on behalf of the VFW, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. And it's great to have a park like this dedicated to the veterans. And, you know, it's always great to have a community come together, too, as well. To have a place like this to remember the people who are fighting and people who are going to, and everyone who can't actually be with us here today because, of course, they've made the ultimate sacrifice. And I'd like to pass it over to the American Legion now.
So I dressed for the season rather than the occasion. On behalf of the American Legion Post 6 and our 512 members, and all the veterans in the county who've served before us, currently serving, including my grandson, I had to get that in there, and all the veterans will be coming behind us. You know, there's a common theme among veterans that us fellow veterans have been around, especially World War II. And they're oftentimes referred to as heroes, and they said they're not. They don't want any, and be called a hero, and they don't want thanked, because to them it's all about protecting the great country of ours. It's all about justice, freedom, and democracy. I do want to thank the Park District for their thoughts about dedicating this to all veterans, and we certainly are humbled, and we do thank you.
Flag along to the scouts.
Okay.
We are going to raise this new flag. Those of you that wish can move out. We will then have, once the flag has been raised, we will have the national anthem, and our ceremonies will conclude almost on time.